Chuck Warren was just on the street, and he was available for $2.3 million.
Yeah, they brought him back.
Nothing. Like, I mean, he was nothing. He was available for nothing. Turk Wharton is single-handedly going to save the Chiefs' pass rush. And you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. He's not their best pass rusher. No, he's not. Great, thanks for asking. The reason why he's going to save it is because Turk Wharton being dominant, which he has been, he's been very, very good, on the inside of the interior pass rush, allows them to move Chris Jones around on third down, second down, effective passing downs to help out George Karlaftis, which is what they need. Truthfully, they're not that deep on pass rush. And unless Charles Omenihu comes back from a major injury and is an immediate impact guy, they need another pass rusher to make a difference. Turk Wharton's that man. And because he's been good on the interior, they get to use Chris Jones in varied spots. Chris Jones actually has not ranked in the top 10 in the NFL in pass rush rate yet this year. I think it's because he's playing a little more outside and he's getting used to it again. But the pass rush is still working okay because they have enough guys on the line. I think Turk Wharton's the single most, maybe it's going to end up going down is, I think Mike Edwards a couple of years ago, last year we would have said it's Drew Tranquil. I think by week 17, you and I are going to agree that Turk Wharton was the most underrated signing they made all offseason.
So I agree that the first 3 weeks have been really impressive from Turk Wharton. He's been a key piece. And we have to be careful. It's not just the sack numbers. It's the pressure, too. Because sometimes we get so caught up, whether we're talking about any player on the defensive line, we get caught up on, oh, what's his sack total? And that's just how we view whether they're great or not. You could end up with 5 sacks this year if you're Turk Wharton, or 4 sacks and have a huge impact this season. I think there's a chance Turk Wharton is this year, or this year's Mike Dana. Last year, I think
Mike Dana's been kind of a nice, solid player.
Mike Dana had, what, 6.5 sacks?
Something like that.
A season ago, and has continued to improve basically every single year. And look, Mike Dana, to this point in time, he's getting more playing time than normal. I don't know if the numbers are going to be the same as they were a year ago. He has a half sack right now. He actually has the same amount of sacks as Turk Wharton. But yet here we are. We're saying, man, Turk Wharton looks more impactful. So it's not just the sacks, because if you just do that, you would say, well, Mike Dana and him have been the same. No, I think Turk Wharton's been better than Mike Dana so far to start this season. The big wild card, if you're saying how do they elevate this pass rush, still is going to be when Omenihu comes back, what is his play? Because that is something we just don't know. You know, it's one thing last year he missed games due to suspension. Well, he was healthy. Now he's missing games because he's not healthy. And so is he able to come back from a knee injury and contribute? If he does, then suddenly that solves a lot of the potential issues that you could be worried about, plus just depth and injury concerns of other players. Because if not, I think what we're already seeing, we credit Spags, nobody's better at designing blitzes. They might have to blitz more than they would like to get pressure consistently.
Yeah, and they have to do that anyway, but Turk helps at least lower that number, doesn't he?
He does.
Because without him, where would their pass rush be? Like, and I know he's not their best pass rusher. I understand that Chris Jones is a better pass rusher. George Karlaftis is a better pass rusher. Hell, even from just a straight pass rushing standpoint, Dana is probably better. But what we're talking about is effectiveness on the defensive line, and they have needed Turk Wharton. He's also the kind of player, like we talk all the time about, like being patient with players and letting them develop. He's exactly the kind of player you should be doing that with. He was an undrafted free agent out of Missouri S&T. I mean, he was 22 years old coming out of a tech school. He wasn't supposed to play right away. He got on the field a little bit his rookie year, did some special teams, got on the field a little bit more his second year. So yeah, by the time he's 26, getting more playing time than ever from the interior, I'm not surprised to find out that the patience with Turk Wharton is paying off. What is great about it is Brett Veach found him in the first place as an undrafted free agent. And even better than that, because he was essentially a part-time player, even though he was in 17 games for the Chiefs last year, other teams didn't realize the value he actually possessed. They didn't realize that there was a hidden player out there. And I'm not saying he is the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th best player on defense, whatever. But his job has been undervalued in the early part of the season. And their pass rush has been mediocre, I would say. So without him, they'd be in an even worse spot. Thank God they brought him back for $2.5 million.
Yeah, really timely acquisition just in terms of where it played out in the offseason. I think I'm trying to remember when exactly they re-signed. Like, how long was Tershawn Wharton sitting out there? Because there was a point in time where we thought they were going to lose a bunch of guys on the defensive line.
And they brought back Dana, and they
brought back everybody, kind of.
Yeah, I looked it up, by the way. He played 48% of the snaps his rookie year on defense, 45, 44, 37. He's pretty much the same player all 4 years he was in Kansas City. No pass rushers, right? Got to play Chris Jones on the outside more. He's played 75% of the snaps on defense this year, while chipping in more than ever on special teams, too, at 20%. So he's been a valuable player.
March 14th. They actually brought him back
early.
Free agency technically began, what, February? The new league year was like March something.
But he's not a day one guy.
Yeah, so that was still earlier than I thought. I mean, but it got to a point where they started to see where the market was at. And, you know, yes, they moved on from Willie Gay in the linebacking spot. But yeah, they brought back multiple pieces, and so far it looks like a really smart approach and a really valuable signing for the Chiefs.